So tomorrow's Super Tuesday, and today Mitt Romney is trying to turn attention back to jobs and the economy and away from last week's conflagration over contraceptives. This past weekend, Rush Limbaugh apologized for comments he made about a college student who spoke in favor of coverage. Today, Romney told supporters in Ohio that he sees a lot of folks talking about a lot of things, but that the focus needs to be on getting good jobs and scaling back government. Interestingly, a new Quinnipiac poll shows Mitt Romney pulling ahead of Rick Santorum with a 10-point shift in women from Santorum to Romney, perhaps a reflection of the contraception debate. And with Ohio so close, Santorum is looking for advantages in Oklahoma and Tennessee. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich said again this weekend he has to win in Georgia, and Ron Paul still hoping to cherry-pick delegates in Alaska, North Dakota, and Idaho. Let's check in with Merle Black, professor of politics and government at Emory University. Professor Black, start with where you are, Georgia. Will Newt Gingrich win?
I think so, Robin. Virtually all the polls that have been taken in the last several days show Gingrich with a substantial lead in the state. The differences in the polls of whether Santorum or Romney come in second place, but I'd actually be very surprised if Gingrich didn't win by a fairly substantial margin tomorrow here in Georgia.
But then what? I mean, what's your sense of what happens then?
Well, that's a good question. So what? You know, Gingrich is trying to put together what he calls a Southern strategy, but for that to happen, he's first got to have a Georgia strategy, and he spent an incredible amount of time personally campaigning in Georgia last week and again this week also. He's on the ballot in Tennessee. He spent a lot of time last week in the northern part of Georgia, which feeds into the Chattanooga market and East Tennessee, so he's trying to help himself in both of those states. I don't know whether he's going to be able to win Tennessee or not, but he needs to have a good showing outside of Georgia in Tennessee. Oklahoma is the other state that people have thought that Gingrich might have a chance to do something in. But I think everywhere else, Gingrich is going to be a distant third or distant fourth.
Well, and the reason that this is an important question right now is, as we're going to discuss in a few minutes, you know, super PACs can now keep a candidate in throughout. Just one person can sustain a campaign. But if Newt Gingrich does not stay in the race, it really profoundly changes the race, because it's presumed his supporters might go over to Rick Santorum and really change that tight horse race between Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum. Touch on Mitt Romney. How is he faring in the South, you know, perceived as he is by many and positioned as he has been by Rick Santorum as a moderate?
Well, the typical pattern in a Republican primary since 1980 has been that whoever won South Carolina would eventually become the Republican presidential nominee. And Newt Gingrich, as we all know, won South Carolina easily a few weeks ago. But then the next primary was in Florida, a state that's certainly not conventionally South, but it's in the Southeast. And then Romney easily defeated Gingrich in Florida. So there hasn't been any kind of consistent pattern. Note also that Gingrich is not even on the ballot in Virginia, one of the larger states that's going to vote tomorrow in this, and where Romney is expected to win there. Mm. Romney was actually in Georgia yesterday. He's been campaigning for a brief amount of time in the Atlanta metropolitan area. He hopes to do well in a couple of the congressional districts. And the way the vote breaks down in Georgia, a certain number of votes go to the person who wins statewide. It's proportional.
Right.
And then it's by congressional district. So I think the fact that Romney spent Sunday, part of Sunday at least, here in Atlanta, indicates that he thinks he's got a chance of picking up a few delegates from Georgia. In 2008, Romney won 30% of the Republican primary vote in Georgia.
Well, reminded he was considered the conservative
at
the time. I mean, that's how much the party has shifted to the right. But you say Mitt Romney this time around might appeal to what you call Chamber of Commerce Republicans.
Yeah.
And what about Rick Santorum? In 2008, self-identified evangelicals constituted more than 60% of Republican primary voters in Georgia, according to exit polls. In Tennessee and Oklahoma, more than 7 and 10 were evangelicals. This, I would think, would help Rick Santorum.
Yeah, well, in Georgia, Newt Gingrich is also doing very well among the evangelicals. He's doing very well among Tea Party groups. Most of the polls in Georgia have Gingrich running ahead in virtually all of those categories. So in Georgia, Santorum and Gingrich would be competing for the votes of the evangelical Christians. In Tennessee and Oklahoma, Santorum might have an advantage there, and Gingrich doesn't have any kind of home field advantage going for him in those states. And as long as Santorum's in the race and Gingrich is in the race, then that can only help Mitt Romney because it divides the conservative vote.
Right. And meanwhile, Ron Paul focusing on Alaska, North Dakota, Idaho, as we said. Just, Merle, what's your sense of this most recent flare-up on the campaign trail over contraceptives? Is that going to be an issue at the polls? I mean, is someone going to pull a lever depending on what a candidate said about that issue?
I don't think so. I don't think in the Republican primaries it's going to be a huge issue. I don't think that's the issue that's here in Georgia. I think the issue in Georgia is jobs. Georgia still has a very high unemployment rate. Gingrich has really been hitting the increasing price of gasoline in the state. That's one of his biggest applause lines. So kind of national security issues plus economic issues. I think those are the main driving factors in the Republican primary here in Georgia.
Well, 10 states, over 400 delegates at stake tomorrow, more than the number of delegates awarded in all the contests so far, and a lot of eyes on Georgia. Merle Black, professor of politics and government at Emory University. Merle, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.